Blog Talk Radio.
When your brother can't be found, you can call on
you. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus, Heavenly Father.
Grand blessings, and God bless us all, and welcome to the Visionaire Mastermind Forum Broadcast
Production.
I am your opening greeter for today, Visionaire Cloud Dancer Jabari, and we come to you each and every weekday morning at 8 a.m. with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. Now it's said, when two or more minds get together, there is that ability to tap into that third mind, the mastermind, where we can activate and stimulate the divine source within and download all the good we desire. Now the challenge is we have to develop that mental self-discipline to make it a reality. So, we'd like to welcome you this morning. If you're a first-time caller, a member of our Billionaire Mastermind Forum family, or a celebrity drive-by passing through, we want you to know that we honor and appreciate you. Now I want to turn it over to Lady Tycoon to introduce our host and speaker for today, Lady Tycoon.
Grand Rising family, and welcome to our broadcast. We're going to start off with a mic check for our co-hosts. Mic check, billionaire babies.
Good morning, good morning. This terrific Tuesday. I hope all is filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity, and peace. Lots and lots of love to you all.
I'm taking what's on that menu. Yes, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
Mic check, Reverend Burnett, Billionaire Blessed Consciousness.
Good God day, everyone. This is a today, Tuesday, and all is well. Blessings to everyone.
That's all we need today. Today. Mic check, Abundantly Wealthy Stan.
Good morning. How's everyone doing on this tremendous, teachable, tangible Tammy Tycoon Tuesday morning? Tea time.
It's tea time, yeah. All right. Mic check, Cloud Dancer Jabari.
Talking on mute.
I was just about to say that. That's a tea.
Well, let's see if he's talking at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I was muted, and then I unmute. Well, anyway, grand blessings on this terrific, tranquil, what do I want to say? This is a tax month, typical
fantastic
Tuesday.
We haven't had that one before. Next week is the Tax Tuesday deadline. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can use that one again. Well, let's start with our affirmation. Over to you, Cloud Dancer Jabari.
Tracking time.
There you
the
go.
The Lesnomial Tuesday.
That's a good one. We'll need it during Q&A. Tracking time. 2 minutes. Okay, got it.
Okay. And dang it, I had it and I lost the page. All right, so on this April 11th, 2023, time now is, 8:09 a.m.? I guess I'm going to do this one. I wanted to do one on faith, but I lost a page. So it will be The Perfect Love by Every Day I Pray by Yana Van Zandt. And it says, I love you today, God. I love you for all you are in me, all you are through me, all you do as me. I love the realization that your grace is my strength. I love the understanding that your truth is my power. I love the knowledge that your wisdom is my guidance. I love the truth that you are my source and supply. I love the peace your presence brings. I love the forgiveness your mercy brings. I love the answers your truth brings. I love the joy your love brings. As I become aware and embrace all that you are as the essence of me, I realize that I love you today, God, and I thank you for loving me back, and so it is. Every day in every way, we are getting better and better, and we can be what we will to be, and every second is another chance to make it right again. Love you, family. Back to you, Lady Tycoon.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, family, now for our Black History Fact of the Day. As Black History continues for 365, it doesn't end in February. Today is in regard to an inventor, George Crumb Speck. The chef and restaurant owner is said to have created the potato chip. Hey, Stan. By accident during the summer of 1853. However, his sister, Kate, claims she actually created the chip since the potato slice fell into a hot frying pan, creating the famous Saratoga chips. Crumb chips remained a delicacy in New York until the 1920s when a salesman named Herman Lay, yes, of Lay's Potato Chips, began traveling throughout the South and introducing potato chips to different communities. That is our Black History Fact of the Day with one of my favorite, and it's, yeah, even though I gave it up, love potato chips. Thank you. Now, we're so excited to have our Queen Janine, billionaire expression of love, back in the house with us today. As a certified life coach, author, visionary, radio personality, inspirational speaker, and community liaison, Janine A. Ingram has dedicated her passion to shaping the social and spiritual awareness of the inner city community. She is honored and privileged to be involved with any program, movement, or activity which makes a difference. Janine's true gift as a leader allowed her to embrace spiritual values while combining a thirst for success and a hunger for knowledge with an enthusiastic approach to taking on new challenges, all of which catapulted her to the top of the community service industry. She has always believed that combining faith and divine right action gives the ability to write the lyrics to our own song, to paint the canvas of our lives based on direction from the inner spirit and God-given talents. Ultimately, we are the Picassos, painting our lives stroke by stroke, decision by decision, and victory by victory. How does one continue to have a passion and commitment for people? In a single word, love. And that word describes you, Janine A. Ingram, and we're so happy that you're here with us today. So I know I'm ready. I truly believe our family and co-hosts are ready. Allow me to pass the mic right over to you. Let's go, go, go.
Yes, yes, yes. Great rising family. It is always a pleasure to be right here in this BMF forum. It is always a pleasure. Karen, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Jabari, the perfect love. That was so beautiful. I woke up to roses and gifts and my husband singing the Temptation song, Why I Love You So Much. And so that just touched my soul when you said that this morning, because it's so good to love and to be loved. You know, I think about Nat King Cole's song. I know this is not what I'm going to talk about, but I just had to say this. You know, I think about his Nature Boy song when you were speaking about the perfect love and how wonderful it is to be witnessed in love. You know, that's how I think relationships are. It's a witness to your life. It's a witness to your love, to your journey. And so I think that was the perfect expression today to speak on, especially since I'm the divine expression of love on earth. All right, family, I just want to say that I am excited today to talk about the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. And, you know, I always want to start off with a blessing and a prayer. And I heard this morning, and so I'm going to share this right here with you. And I just want to say he's not playing, huh?
We call upon the celestial realms, the angelic beings, the planetary guides and protectors, and the ascended ones to bless mankind and to be present here with us. We call upon the divine light of love, truth, and harmony to shine in the places that need healing and to guide our way. We ask for these blessings with great reverence from our Mother, the Earth, from the sky, the moon, the stars, and the sun, our Father. May we always remember that we are pure consciousness, the essence of life, and the source of all things. May we find the courage to let go of fear and the pain of past conditioning. Let us walk upon the earth gently, as true spiritual warriors, interdimensional midwives giving birth to our true self. Letting go of separation, evolving beyond limitation into divine self-expression, thereby assisting in the co-creation of a dawning, light-filled world. Om Shanti, Shanti.
Proud of way. Sometimes I walk around and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask the wisdom, teach my mother to pray. I pray and I pray, I pray that your will be done. Well, that your will be done.
He needs to learn to pray.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Come. I am Janine Ann Ingram, the daughter of Anastasia McAdoo, and as I stand here, I give thanks for the portal that allowed me to come into this planet. I give thanks for the Holy Spirit that will use me as an instrument of love, use me today to speak to the souls and the mind and the hearts of your people as we come together in one mind, one spirit, and one thought. Thank you. I am so grateful today to just come and just be grateful and show gratitude to the Most High for allowing me to be in this space right now for this platform. And I wanted to talk about the resurrected consciousness, the Christ consciousness. You know, as we pass through this weekend celebrating the resurrection of Christ, I wanted to share my thoughts about coming into the space of understanding how to operate in the consciousness of Christ. So many times and so many things has happened in my life where I've learned to depend on the presence and the power that is inside of me, you know? And I wanted to talk today about it because there's a deep wisdom that this weekend, or Easter as we call it, represents, no matter what our faith is. This time of the year is also generally Passover and the spring equinox. And all three of these significant moments happen around the same time, Easter, Passover, and the equinox. Across the board, the message from this time of the year is to go from darkness into the light, from slavery to freedom, from death to rebirth. Because there's a deep metaphor for you in this, in your life here. And let me explain. See, the spring equinox is a time when the amount of time, amount of daytime and amount of nighttime are equal. And this is significant because the spring equinox, there's more nighttime than there is daytime. The daylight are growing longer and longer. And after the equinox, there's more daytime light than there is darkness. In the Passover tradition, the Passover represents the liberation of the people from slavery, from the Jewish people from slavery. And the Wikipedia explains that Jewish people celebrate Passover as a commemorative of their liberation by God from slavery in Egypt and their freedom as a nation under the leadership of Moses. In the narrative of the Exodus, the Bible tells us that God helped the children of Israel escape from their slavery in Egypt by inflicting 10 plagues upon the ancient Egyptians before the Pharaoh would release his Israelite slaves. The 10th and the worst of the plagues was the death of the Egyptians' firstborn. The Israelites were instructed to mark the doorpost of their homes with the blood of a slaughtered lamb and open. Upon seeing this, the Spirit of the Lord knew to pass over the firstborn in these homes, hence why we celebrate what is called the Passover, right? From slavery to freedom, from darkness to light, there's a common theme that this time of the year brings us. And, of course, the story of Christ's death on Good Friday and resurrection of Easter is the main theme of this particular process. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from dead and ascending to heaven, from death to life and transcendence to the spiritual realm of heaven. Wikipedia also explains that Easter, a resurrection, is a festival celebrating the resurrection from the dead, right? And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk to us the process of going from the darkness into the light. Just a few months back, not too long ago, I was in Maryland staying in a hotel. Because you all know my daughter was going through her process of, and she was in a hospital at the University of Maryland, and she had just had radiation this particular night. And I get a call like at midnight saying they don't think she's going to make it through the night. I fell to my knees in the hotel because I couldn't believe what they were saying to me, that she was not going to make it through the night. I was thinking, wow. You know that song that Lattimore sang? He said he went up to the Baptist church and he fell down to his knees and he said, Lord, have mercy on this child. Lord, have mercy because I'm in misery. That is what I felt in that right there moment when I fell to my knees. And I cried, and I said, God, no. And I laid on that floor. Man, I got two big queen beds. I had a big suite. But I'm laying on the floor because I am devastated by the news that they don't think she's going to make it through the night. And her everything in her body was erratic. Her heart rate was beating way over 200. She was in so much pain. And all she could do was say, Mom, I'm in pain. And I wished at that moment I could just take every piece of pain out of her body. And as I laid there, I just cried on that floor. I cried. I didn't have any energy to say a word. But there was no tears that was coming. It was the strangest cry I ever had in my life. I never cried with no tears coming out of my eyes, but I was crying. But I couldn't make tears. It was strange. I couldn't even understand it. And I was laying on the floor, and I remember all of a sudden, maybe after 30, 45 minutes, I had the phone laying on my chest, and I remember this song coming on right here.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice
and it just came out of nowhere. Praise is what I do.
Lift your voice and worship.
And all of a sudden, I just heard my grandmother say, praise his name.
Worship.
And she kept saying, praise his name, baby. And I couldn't.
Somebody just waved
and I just lay there. And I just laid there.
Just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit.
And as I laid there,
all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are.
I remember that God's praises, and the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I just began to sing this song, Praise is What I Do. Praise is what I do. When you want to be close, just praise is what I do. That's all I kept saying. And I just lifted up my hands and I started to praise his name. No matter what you want to do tonight, if you want to take her away from me tonight, do your will, God. And I just started praising his name. My grandmother said, call on the name of Jesus.
I
remember how he anointed us every morning with the name of Jesus.
I bless him.
And I just started calling on the name of Jesus.
And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise
testimony in all. And so I got up off that floor and I started praising God's name. You see, praise is what I do. Somebody know what I'm talking about today. Sometimes we gotta praise God, even in the rough times. Because I owe it all to him. I had to let go and know that God is. And I just started getting up off that floor, and I started praising God's holy name. And I started, my grandmother said, call on Jesus. And I started calling on Jesus' name. And I knew in that right there moment, something was changing. Something was changing inside of me. You know, because it felt like the dark night of my soul. Now, I had went by, I had went to sleep, woke up, and this song came on all by itself. But you know, it was God. It was divine. Because Spirit was saying, praise his name, praise his name, praise my name. And trust, trust, trust. Through the good and the bad. And I had to get down on my knees. And you know what I told God? I said, if you can give me the courage to live without her, I would do it. I would do it, God. I would give her back to you just the same way you gave her to me. And if it's your will, God, let it be your will, God. But let me be able to have the courage to walk the planet without her. And I just began to say, thank you, God. And God, and my grandmother said, call on the name of Jesus. She said, there's healing power. Now I'm hearing her voice in my mind. She said, because my grandmother been dead in years. She said, call on the name of Jesus. Then I remember Dr. Johnny Coleman said, if you want to heal him, call on the miracle-working power of Jesus. Call on the miracle-working power of the Christ mind consciousness. Call on it, and you will be healed. Calling on the miracle-working power of the Christ mind consciousness doing his perfect will in my daughter right now. And I just said, thank you, God. Thank you, God, as I called forth the resurrected power. But see, I had to surrender my fear. I had to surrender my anger. I had to surrender to all that was and let go of the ego and die to myself so that I could be reborn on that night so that I can be a healing presence for my daughter. Not someone who was going to go and tell her what she should do to heal, because that was her journey. But my journey was to and let go and allow the presence to do his holy work in his divine presence. And I think that's what this whole process of 40 days of fasting, going into Easter, the resurrection is all about. It's about the surrender. It's about the let go. It's about going into the dark night of your soul and just letting God do God's will in you, as you, around you, and just letting go of what you think you know. Because see, when I thought I knew, God said, no, no, no. Don't worry about the green juice and the wheat grass. Don't worry about what you think she should take, because I can heal her in chemo. I can heal her with the doctors. I can heal her with green grass. I can heal her any way I want to heal her. This is her journey, and this is yours. And I had to let go. And in my letting go, in my surrendering, I was able to resurrect the presence of the consciousness of the Christ mind to speak to my soul so that I can be a healing presence in the power of her healing. And I promise you, God did a mighty work in her. And I'm telling you, there's power in the name, calling forth the Christ mind consciousness. It's power in his church. It's power in the And we have to learn today how to let go and let God and learn how to praise and not be so caught up in what we think we know. See, I had to understand, I had to let go of what I thought I knew and empty myself. I had to come empty before the presence of God in that night. When I fell to my knees, all I could hear is God say, let go, got you. But what does it mean, God, when you say you got me? What does that really mean? What is faith, God? And I heard God say it's trusting in the process of the unknown. You see, I had to drop down to my knees, and I had to allow myself to let go of the ego, the fear. See, what was bound by death, slavery, and darkness transcended into light, freedom, and light in that right there moment when I let go and called forth the Christ mind consciousness. You see, we got to learn how to speak a thing. It is in the natural cycle of life. It's the great tradition that reflect back to us our own nature and the nature of the season and phases of our growth. Perhaps the greatest lesson and the greatest celebration is when we truly die to ourselves and resurrect. That is what I want us to really hear today. You see, we live in a universe that specializes in redemption, forgiveness, and resurrection. It's always around us. And I want to tell you about grace. See, grace is that unearned divine favor, and that's what I got that night. God gave me back the very gift that he gave me one time. He gave it to me again. And when she was knocking on death's door, he gave it back to me. And I feel that was the grace. That was my unearned divine favor knocking on the door to my life. And I want to tell you that grace is always knocking on the door to our life each and every day. The larger cycles of birth, death, and rebirth are always around us. The trees are starting to bloom. The flowers are starting to open up. And the days are longer, and we are reminded of the lessons of those who come before us, from the holy books to our ancestors. There's a new lease on life that is available to each and one of us today, and our only true bondage is the bondage we experience from our own mind. The only true bondage that is bondage is the experience we have in our own minds, like the Egyptians from ancient times who enslaved the people. We enslave ourselves with our limiting beliefs and our survival patterns, our wounds that keep us attached to the same cycle over and over again, to the same man dressed up in different clothes, to the same woman dressed up in different clothes, that same cycle of pain that we keep recycling because we're not ready to die to ourselves and up-level. You see, like the Pharisees in the time of Christ, we unconsciously want to crucify the truth of our own intuition and connection to our higher power. Let me say that again. Like the Pharisees in the time of Christ, we unconsciously want to crucify the truth of our own intuition because we're afraid to listen to that still small voice and connect to that higher power. It's scary to admit that we know the truth because the fear of change, of the loss of power, of not being in control of what drove the Egyptian Pharaoh to enslave the people is what drove the Pharisees to call for the crucifixion of Christ. Ironically, the Pharisees did to Christ what the Pharaoh did to the slaves who were under the control of the Pharaoh. And today, we see this same thing happen. So much violence in the name of Christ, in the name of religion. Constantly, we see this over and over again. Hurt people, hurting people. Constantly, over and over. I just want us to know today, this is a power in you. There's a resurrection waiting for you to acknowledge it, for you to be reborn, for you to acknowledge who you are. That power, the resurrection of the Christ consciousness, when we call on it, when we speak his name, something happens different. I know we haven't gotten the message, a lot of us as a people. We do not need to kill in the name of religion. Instead of outwardly projecting our fears and our fears onto other people, we must do the work of clearing our own hearts, clearing our own minds of the fear we wish to extinguish in others. We're so busy projecting our fears and pain on others. And this does not mean being cruel to ourselves or feeling guilty for our limitation, but the transition from the darkness to the light, from slavery to freedom, from death to rebirth, is called a heal. It's a call to heal our own wounds. It's a call to heal our own wounds. And that's what God was showing me that night when I fell to my knees. I was trying to control the process. And that it was an uncontrollable. I couldn't control the process. I couldn't stop the pain. I couldn't stop what God has called for her to unfold in her own journey. As badly as I wanted to take the pain away, as badly as I wanted to be different, I had to let go. I had to let go. I had to let go and know that no matter what God chose and what she chose, I had to be an allowance of it. You see, so many of us are waiting for a savior out there to come, and that's missing the message. See, the savior you are missing or the savior you are waiting for is not a person who's going to save you. It's from within, and this is clearly explained when Jesus says this in Luke 17:20. He said, when asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God will not come with observable signs, nor will people say, look, here it is, or there it is, for you will see the kingdom of God is inside of you. Every great spiritual teacher is but a way show in the wisdom and connection to what you already have within you, meaning that if it's a great leader teaching you something, it's going to teach you how to lead you right back into the presence of the presence that created you inside of you, because that's where the answers lie. You are the answer. You are what you've been waiting for. You are what the world's waiting for your greatness to shine, and the answers are inside of you in that still, small voice. God resides right here in our heart. And when we want to call forth the resurrection of the Christ mind consciousness, I want to talk to us about how to do that today. And that's what I'm going to end with, some things that we could do, that we can call forth that presence, that healing presence, that same healing presence that said, don't worry, I got you, Janine. Because God is not out there. God is in here. To be open to seeing things a new way. That's what this resurrection is about, seeing things in the new, being willing to love others and to crucify your anger, to crucify your fears, and to crucify your jealousies, and to crucify your hate, to look upon those who are inflicting pain on others, and instead of hating them, remember the words of Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, O Lord. So when you look in the mirror, instead of point out blame to the world, you take your power back. Instead of trying to slay what you hate in others, slay it in yourself. Let me say that again. Instead of trying to slay what you hate in others, slay it in yourself and pass over others. Let that be the reason for the season, to pass over people have done to us and forgive them. Let them off the hook and focus on your growth and your own healing. And when you do this, as you do this, the darkness that you see in the world will become lessened. And there will be more and more light in your life. And as there are more light in your life, you will bring more light to the world. And that's our purpose, to really bring more light to the world. And how you live your life can either contribute to the healing of the world, or it could contribute to the pain and the hurt of the world. Which one would you choose? Because your job is to be like Moses and free yourself from the bonds and the slavery of your own limiting beliefs, and to resurrect the Christ consciousness in you, to resurrect the love, to resurrect the joy, to resurrect the happiness that is in you. Your job is to be like Christ and forgive those who trespass against you, even if their thrust a sword in your side. May your prayers today be so powerful, so amazing. May your prayers be that you forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And may you also have the same prayer for yourself. All the unintended pain and hurt you have caused others, may your prayer also be, Father, forgive me. Forgive me, Mother, Father, God. Forgive me, Father, for I know not what I have done. See, Resurrection, redemption, forgiveness is always available. Grace is always available. Ask for a sign. Ask for confirmation. Seek love in the face of fear. Seek to be the light in the middle of darkness. Walk to liberate yourself from your own fears and work to help others to do the same. And that's when we're resurrecting the body of Christ, when we help others to do the same. And in doing so, you will live up to your highest and greatest version of yourself. The greatest leaders of our religious are not just deities to be worshipped once a week on Sunday. No, they are role models of what is possible for us. Remember what Christ said in John 14 and 12. Even the least among you can do all that I have done and greater things. That is your truth, purpose, and destiny to do greatest things in the spirit of love. May you decide today to be the light and to shed the darkness in your life. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive yourself. You know not what you do. You can do greater things than you now know. You can do greater things than you now know. I want you to embrace this truth and step into your life today. Step into your resurrected life. Step into the life that allows you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are an amazing gift to the planet. You came to the planet to do great things, to liberate ourselves from the fear. And I remember in the dark night of my soul, that wasn't my first time having a dark night, but that was the last few months ago, and I was on my knees, and I cried out. And I remember I cried and cried till I cried myself to sleep, until I woke up to praises is what I do. Even when my back is up against the wall, praise is what I do. And I would hear my grandmother say, call on the name Jesus. And I remember it took me a minute because I ain't have no energy, no breath to call on nothing. But I called on it. And the more I called on it, the more the energy rose in me. The more I called on it, the more the energy rose in me. The more I called on the miracle working power of the Christ man consciousness doing its perfect work in my daughter right now. Knowing that I was a divine mind and I was a divine idea and a divine mind of God, and I had the power to heal and transform within me, because greater is he that is in me than is in the world. And I had to speak those things over myself so I could pull myself up off that pillar. And I called on the resurrected Christ, my God, to release me from my fear, to release me from my pain, to release me from my anger, to release me from anything that was not of the Christ mind, so that I could operate in full presence of the Christ mind consciousness. I had to empty myself, and I had to come empty, empty, to fill my presence with the Christ mind consciousness. And so as I moved into the presence of understanding who God was in that right then moment, knowing that no matter what God said, I was going to love it. I was going to love it, really. I was going to let God do what God wanted to do, and if it was what, even if it wasn't what I wanted to do. And so as I move into the end of this, I want to give you a couple of things to really think about as you move into your own resurrection. Releasing the fears, the doubts. We got to start with some kind of daily practice. I start with a meditation. Some of us don't know how to meditate, so just be still and just hear God. One of the most effective ways of becoming more spiritually aware is a daily practice. Slowing down and going within and going into the silence and still and disconnect from all the chatter, disconnect from all the stuff that is going on outside of us, disconnect from the news, disconnect from social media, Wi-Fi, everything, and just getting still with the power of the resurrected Christ mind consciousness and just hearing it. Cultivate an emotional intelligence. Be prepared to experience your emotions, because the more you meditate, at some point in your meditation practice, meditation will 100% bring up any emotions you've long buried. Meditation takes you into a depth of who you are, and as you traverse the many layers of your being, you will likely bump up against yourself. And when this happens, do your best to lean into your emotions. You see, I had to lean into the pain. And I gave God thanks for the pain because I knew the pain had came to teach me a lesson. I knew the pain had came to help me resurrect the power and the beingness of myself that I had got into this spiritual complacency. You see, I had been running around here teaching and being and doing, and but I got into a spiritual complacency because I got caught up in that knowingness, and I, you know, I was being called to up level. See, that cancer didn't only come to teach Ebony, it came to teach Janine and Ingram. It came to teach me, and it came to disrupt. It came to shake, awaken to shaking me to a new level. And I tell you, when I called on the name of Jesus, when I called on the resurrected Christ mind consciousness, something shifted. And that's what's going to happen when we get lean into our emotions. Thank you, God, for the pain. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to come here. Asking the divine, what did this come to teach me? Who must I become? What must I let go in order to be the greater version of myself in my resurrected presence? Those were me. And I had to lean into that emotion and allowing them to move through me like energy and become a witness to it and watch it and watch it ebb and flow. And if the emotions become too overwhelming, then stop and calm your mind with a calm meditation. But allow yourself to feel the emotion of allow you, because we can't heal what we can't feel, and we can't heal what's not being revealed. And so when you go into that space, I just allow the emotion to come. The tears were flowing, the pain was flowing, but I just let it flow right in and through me. Fell asleep and woke up to praises, what I do. And I knew it was God that put it on. And I heard my grandmother say, get up. You were Ingram, get up. And I remember thinking, I've seen God's miracles before. And I had to remember. If I couldn't remember my own miracles, I could remember the miracles in the Bible. We don't even realize that when the Egyptians were running through the Red Sea didn't part until they put their foot in the water. See, they had to put their feet in the water first before the sea parted. I had to get up before the Red Sea parted in my life. I had to show some symbol of faith, trust in the process of the unknown. When they put their feet in the water parted. When I got up, the water parted. Because by the time it was morning, I got the call that she made it through the night. And I just got to keep on praising. And I got to keep on praising. Number three is practice self-love. Y'all know this is my favorite. Love is a game changer, family. You cannot move and have your being until you learn how to love yourself. My grandmother said you ain't been loved till you've been loved by you. I'm going to tell you something in life. I thought I was being loved. I thought I was being witnessed in my relationships. But, baby, when I learned how to love the gift, the joy, the presence of Janine and Ingram, my life changed. How I received love, how I received love from the universe, how the things would just show up simply because I was in the flow. And I know you may say, what does it actually mean? But a big part of self-love is just to be you and to find ways to celebrate the unique talents, the special gifts, and the qualities in yourself that you admire. So many of us tend to focus on the negative aspects of ourselves. We are always our own worst critic. And this is an opportunity in this resurrected process to shift your focus on the things that make you great. You've been taught to make everyone else happy in your life to the detriment of your own self-care and preservation. But to start to overcome this, you need to put yourself first. Practice being authentic and willing to speak your truth, because something happens powerful when we speak our truth out loud. So as you can honor your own needs, it's perfectly fine to politely decline an invitation. I want to tell you today, no, it's a sentence, a complete sentence. I don't got to tell you why. It's just no. It's okay to say no. And it's okay to say no. With no reason or justification, no is a complete sentence. It's perfectly fine to say no. It's okay to stand up for what you believe in. It's okay to be different, even if it's not in line with someone else's viewpoint. Honor and love yourself the way you do for others, and you will notice a deep shift. One of the other ways we can connect to our Christ consciousness is being deeply connected to others with like minds. See, like-minded people helps us to a spirit to connect to spirit. Have you ever called somebody and you've been down, or every time you talk to them, they just bring your spirits up? When you even just see their name, it just lights you up and turns you up because of their spirit. That's what happens when we connect to deeply spiritual, like-minded people. It's important to point out as we progress along our journey, our spiritual journey, that we begin to wake up the type of people that we want to surround ourselves with. Those people who bring us alive and bring us into that transformation, that frequency that takes us to a whole nother level, that God frequency. Nothing can change the power of gratitude, the way gratitude can change the atmosphere. Taking the time to steep yourself in gratitude, to praise God, I'm going to tell you, when I started praising God that night, even if Ebony didn't or whatever was going to happen, I just praised. It shifted my consciousness. It shifted my beingness. And so right now, I want you to cultivate the attitude of gratitude for the people in your life, for the opportunities you've been given, for your past lessons learned, for the beauty that surrounds you. This will anchor you in the present moment where you will be awakened to just how rich and beautiful your life is right now. Keep a gratitude journal and gratitude journal to be grateful. Everywhere you look, there's endless options for gratitude. Today, I woke up to love. Love woke me up to roses, beautiful roses, and the song, Why I Love You So Much. And I'm so grateful to be loved and be able to give love and be loved by so many people. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I'm complete. Hello?
Wow. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm here. How beautiful. Actually, when you were speaking, it was in the beginning, I was hearing Paul saying, why y'all make this so hard?
Yes.
I was like, oh, my gosh, that was beautiful, Janine. Thank you so much for that wonderful message. I know we have a lot of folks on the line with us, so let's go ahead and start our comments over with you, billionaire baby.
Great, beautiful, beautiful presentation, Janine. Loved it. It's so important to know that within us is the divine forces that has created everything, including ourselves. And when we begin to recognize that and go within and be still and allow this divinity to speak to us, to come through us, to radiate from us, to create all the love within us for ourselves and for others. Our whole life is just so more wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay blessed.
Back to you. Being there, baby, it's always a pleasure to hear you. You're so beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
When you were mentioning even about the gratitude, someone sent me a message this morning. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love.
Oh,
your beautiful message.
Yes.
So right into that.
Yes,
that gratitude goes a long way. I tell you, it's find something to be grateful for, and doing a gratitude journal really changed me. When Dr. Ali had mentioned some time ago about doing a gratitude journal, and write 365 reasons to be grateful, And a lot of times people just write down, oh, you know, your car, your bed, your house, you know, whatever, you know, but it goes so much beyond that. There's things that are happening every day, every minute, that if you're looking for it, they'll be doubling and tripling. So I found that instead of doing one, you know, a list of 365 every day, write down as much as you can reasons to be grateful, and let's keep looking for it. And they're definitely showing up. I will go into that another time, since I know, like I said, we have a lot of guests on the line. Go. Over to you, Reverend Burnett. Billionaire Blessed Consciousness.
My heart is happy this morning, Janine. I am so grateful for this beautiful. Look, you preached that, girl. That was wonderful. That was one of the best lesson sermons that I have heard recently on the resurrection, the mindset, the consciousness,
mm-hmm.
to just be aware of our own divinity. And a part of that is the ability to release our own agendas and allow the Holy Spirit
yes.
to do what is highest and best in any and every situation. That really is what consciousness is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that divine consciousness is the awareness. It's going to be right. It's going to be perfect. But we have to get our little selves out of the way. So I loved your story. I loved your transparency. I loved your the way that you really just broke it down in a way that it's digestible and we can receive the Holy Spirit. We can receive our own divinity. We can receive a consciousness that's highest and best and next is always just, it's just what follows resurrection. So I just thank you so much. I enjoyed that immensely, and you really ministered to my soul this morning. And I thank you for it. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
My dear.
I'm honored. That's an honor coming from you because you are an awesome teacher. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if we should pass the plate to me. Like, whoa, that was great.
Well,
you know, I receive all gifts. I receive all gifts.
For you and me, I was saying, okay, BeTheBestLifeForum.org, but we got Janine got her website. Over to you, Abundantly Wealthy Sam.
Wow. You really knocked the ball out of the park today, Queen Janine, Billionaire Expression of Love. You really showed forth the power of God through the power of love and surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that throughout what you were saying, especially when you got started, and you were saying you were crying, but there were no tears. And it was just really, what I heard in that was you were crying out for God to tell you something. But when you surrendered, it was like when Jesus said, Father, take the cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, let your will be done. And I was like, that was like powerful, because you were saying, then the other thing that really hit me was, teach me how to walk this earth without her. And then, boom, he said, okay, she's not going. You have surrendered. You're really leaving it up to me, and your request has not only been made known, but it's been given to you. You didn't want to let it go. As far as you were concerned, it wasn't time to let her go. But we know we do not coordinate the universe. We do not have all things in place. We're here to do what he called us to do and brought us here. So this was really, really awesome. Whew, wow. This got me into deep thought. I'm just ready to surrender to God.
Yes.
And let his power flow in and through me. that I may continue to be a blessing to any and everyone that I meet. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Standing Man, the Water Man.
Over to you, Billionaire Showgirl.
Wow. I knew something was going to be going down with that powerful Patti LaBelle song, that Jesus song, this morning to open. Oh, my goodness. And then you talked about praise. Oh, that on the floor kind of praise. Up in there. Oh, and then Sam just said, I surrender all. I said, okay, I'm done, y'all. I'm done. thank you. Thank you. This was awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Tatum.
You know, my grandmother used to say, ain't no hallelujah like a hallelujah when you've been through something. Hallelujah. She used to say that all the time. She said, well, you can tell when somebody's been through something by how they say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Over to you, Cloud Dancer Jabari.
Okay, am I off mute now? Can you hear me?
Yes, so, okay. Brother.
Good. So, sister number one. So good. The Christ consciousness. So, all right, what came to mind was, again, well, not again, but for me, Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
And Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And you gave examples of how to do that. One, you said meditation, you know. And that is one of the ways that I like to raise my vibration every day. Number two, you said be around people of like minds, right, which is why I love being in this forum and other forums of people like grown folks talking with people of like mind, people of higher consciousness. So I'm thankful for you, my sister. Your testimony reminded me of also a testimony that me and my brother gave some time ago regarding my sister when she was in the hospital in 2013. They had diagnosed her with having and it's slipping my brain right this second. But anyway, they were saying that she wasn't going to make it through the night. At that point, it's like, no, you got to be kidding. There's no way. You talk about prayers going up. Family, friends coming together to pray. I talk in tongues. Not everybody might understand that. Everybody might not understand that, but it's something that God has shown me to do. And when you speak in tongues, it's a thing of edifying yourself.
Mm.
Now, when you speak in tongues and then there's an interpretation of the tongues, edifying the church or the family. So at this point, when they said that she wasn't going to make it through the night, God came through so powerful in me. I mean, I had to go out of the building to let this praise loose because I knew if I would have did it in the building, I probably would have been in the mental institution or something like that. But prayer is powerful. Faith is such a powerful tool that it can work miracles and change things instantly. You know, so when you say that you surrendered, yeah, that's what you have to do. That's what this is all about, surrendering and not letting our own selves get in our way. It's so powerful. So thank you for sharing with us this lesson and this Christ consciousness, how to do it and how to be it, how to live it, you know. The love, the forgiveness, the peace, you know. It's all helping us to get back to who God wants us to be, you know, who we were meant to be from the beginning. So thank you, sister. And I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. You almost had me in tears. My heart was crying, but they didn't come down my face. Yeah, which is scary. But I'm saying hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God Almighty.
Yes.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, yes.
God, Jesus. Back to you, Lady Tycoon.
Thank you.
Beep, beep.
Over to you, King David. I need about 35 minutes to fix this up, all right? Is that all right? Okay.
Oh, King David, I love him.
Conscious mind and the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
That Christ consciousness connect both of them together. Where you let that consciousness of the flesh go and you into the unconsciousness of the Christ mind, which is the Holy Spirit, when you allow the unconscious to take over, then you're in that space, in that presence.
Yeah.
So when you got on your knees, what you felt, what you heard, what you saw came to fruition.
Yeah.
All those beliefs, those infinite, divine beliefs came all together. And you had your outcome.
Yeah.
Not just quoting the scriptures. Seeing, believing, and having combined at once. Power-filled and powerful. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you, King Dave. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I love you.
I receive it.
I'll set the mic to the side. And get the book. Don't drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Thank you. Well, for any new callers on the line, by pressing *6 and the 1 key, we'd like to welcome.
Q&A session has started.
Energy and vibration that we share here each day. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays, for over 14 years now, and definitely would love to hear from you. If not today, then do come back another day soon. Let's remember all ages are welcome on our broadcast, so take the opportunity to invite someone to join us, whether live or on a replay, at 712-432-1085, same pin, 915-358-pound. When you invite people to the broadcast, make sure you alert them if they have Metro PCS or T-Mobile. Some of the cell phone providers have blocks in regard to conference calling. The bridge line they can dial through is 720-844-1219. Once you dial that number, you do need to enter the conference call number and the pound sign behind it, then the PIN number and the pound sign a second time. The option to that is with a Google Voice number you can dial directly through and get a bonus to have a second phone line for your business or your personal life. But we definitely appreciate each and every one of you. If you are a new caller and do not have a comment or a question, we would still appreciate you unmuting your line, giving us your name, your city, who invited you, so we can give you a warm welcome and return the love. If you're listening to our replay and would like to join us live, that number is 667-770-1523, the PIN number 915-358-POUND. In addition to live and replay, we also have our podcast available 24/7 at billionairemastermindforum.org. And again, that's .org, not .com. If you're speaking to an iPhone user or are one yourself, we suggest that you send yourself a text with those words all together, no spaces, billionairemastermindforum.org. And once you do that, you do have the podcast page. If you send that to five people today, family, we just want to extend the reach, and so many more people need to hear this message. But also, they'll get the live and the replay number, but you'll get five episodes and the comment box. So if you listen to the replay, share some comments. We'd love to hear from you. But also, at the top of the page, you'll see all podcasts with the full menu of what's available, and you'll find Janine on there as well. So we're about to start Q&A. Oh, before that, in addition to the podcast page, we're also on Anchor, Spotify, iHeart, and iTunes, so share that as well. So we're about to start Q&A with that star six to open your mic. The one key puts you in the queue. The two key removes you from the queue. Star six and the one key, family. Right before we do that, just want to make a quick announcement in regard to BH365, Black History 365. We shared before about being an affiliate. For those that, you know, we got to keep our history alive, and some are trying to take it away. But they do have an affiliate training meeting tonight at 7:30 Central, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. They do have it on Zoom. So if you go to zoom.us, the meeting ID is 898-3726-7875. Let me repeat that. Meeting ID is 898-3726-7875. And then the passcode is 775177. Again, the passcode is 775177. And if you haven't requested to be an affiliate and were interested in doing that, you can send an email to April Edwards, and her email is aedwards@blackhistory365education.com. We'll post it on Facebook. Again, April Edwards' email is aedwards@blackhistory365education.com. And you can see some information about the book at bh365.org and several affiliates here. And when you, if you're sending out an email to them, make sure you mention Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We want to have, you know, some information for our family all together, and we'll do some things in the future. But, family, we need you to raise your hands, and we all can help with what's happening out here in the world so we can all make a difference. Let's go, go, go with our comments. Star six and the one key, family. Go, go, go. And we appreciate you keeping it to 2 minutes. We have a lot of guests on the line.
Yes, and if you go over 2 minutes, Lady Tycoon may cut you off. So just be mindful. Okay, so who do we have in the queue first? We have a goddess all the way from the Windy City.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, goddess.
That was so amazing. It just moved me so much. It made me go look up the word vulnerable or vulnerability. And I was surprised. I was thinking I would see something else. And it says openness or susceptibility to attack or harm.
Oh, wow.
Willingness to show emotion or to allow one's weakness to be seen or known. I looked it up because I felt like when you said you were crying but no tears were coming, and you said that you had tried it all. You basically was, you know, you were willing to just give up trying to kind of figure out how to make her better. You just gave up, and I feel like you in that moment were like open to accepting whatever, like the definition, open to the harm or the attack, and allowing God to just come in and just take over. Like, that song coming in, you going to sleep, is almost like you just rested in whatever, like however it went, like your soul just allowed you to physically to just let go. like you didn't even know you went to sleep. You're like, I just woke up. Like, you know, like you went through this whole crying out, pouring out, and you woke up to, like, you got vulnerable. You really just let, like, allow, like, God, that this is what it's going to be. And I just saw, like, vulnerability. And I'm like, we got to get vulnerable with God and just allow ourselves to let our hearts break or allow the sickness to just come in and then just accept and allow God to do his work. And he'll come in like a thief in the night, just like that song just came in. And it'll be something just like that that'll just, like, awaken your spirit in you and tap into those things we, like, already knew. Like, we got those praying grandmothers, and we saw what they were doing, and we heard what they were saying, and all of these things will come to us, but we got to get to a point of vulnerability. And I just felt like you got so vulnerable, like, there's nothing that I could do at this point. They gave me this call. I can't go run over there. I can't give her no wheatgrass. Nothing's going to change this. I can only just get on my knees and just let go and just, like, cry out. And so I want to end with, there's this, I have on my prayer strategy, this Psalm 62, I think it is. It says, trust in God at all times, O people. Pour your heart out before him. God is a refuge for us.
Yes.
And that's what you brought me to. Like, wow, like, dang, that's so powerful. So I just, I appreciate your vulnerability and you sharing in that experience of vulnerability, as far as I see it. Powerful.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. And you brought up the prayer strategy. I don't know if anybody saw the war room, but what we did, a group of us, like 20 some of us, are working through this, you know, our forgiveness work and our love work, and we're doing our own prayer strategy where we put our prayer strategies together using Bible scriptures and different things to help us to move into the person and the level that we want to be in. And it's a powerful work when you put your prayer strategies together. Thank you for reminding me of that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who do we have up next? We have all the way from Florida by way of North Carolina.
All the way from Grand Rising. Grand Rising family, Janine. You know, you always bring it. And what I really, really love about you is you are genuinely sharing in a heartfelt way. Not only are you vulnerable, but you're sharing the things that have brought you to where you are today, which is just awesome, and I really appreciate that. I don't know if I would have been able to share it the way that you did, and I just appreciate you opening up the space for me to look at things a little bit differently and see how I can bring more energy to the things that I do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And who do we have up next? All the way from the ATL.
Good to hear you, Inez. And welcome any of our new guests to our line. The first time you're a guest, after that, your family. So wonderful to hear, having you here today with us.
Yeah, that's Inez. That was Inez just talking. That's me.
Oh, yeah.
It is I.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to hear you. You haven't been here that often lately, so we're glad to have you back, too.
Yeah,
with your beautiful voice, Miss Fabulous.
Yes, it is fabulous.
Exquisitely fabulous.
Exquisitely fabulous, let's not forget.
Exquisitely, yes.
There go that word. Oof, don't tell King David.
Okay. So we have all the way from the ATL. Let's hear it.
Hello, family. Being in my family.
Goodbye,
yes.
the inner expression of love. That was so wonderful. I just love it when you connect with the divine and you share with us this powerful message from the Most High God. I felt like you were God speaking through the phone today. It was just beautiful. And I just want to say thank you. And I just wanted to just comment, too, when I heard, you know, Jabari talking about speaking in tongues and just connecting to that source of power that God gives us. And, you know, I don't know if you know the story about how I was raised as an atheist as a child. And I kept asking, God, are you really real? God, are you really real? If you're real, you know, show yourself to me. You know, and I had a friend of mine who took me to the Pentecostal church, and all of a sudden I'm sitting down in a chair, and my lower jaw started quivering.
Oh, my God.
I felt this power coming up in the center of my body, and I said, what is going on? I never felt this before. And they said, that's the Holy Ghost. Stand up and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You know, and I stood up, and I started saying, thank you, Jesus. The next thing, I saw this white light just come all around me, and I just started speaking in tongues, and the Spirit of God gave utterance, and it totally transformed my life, you know, and revelation after revelation after revelation came forward and to let us know that, you know, we are not alone, and the Spirit of God is within us, and we can connect with this divine heavenly language, you know, and totally shifted me, and I knew from beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real and God exists, and there's worlds and realms beyond what we see with our physical eye. So, you know, just because God doesn't look how we think God should look, we know that God is real, God exists, and God is interested in each and every one of us and each and everything that we do on this planet. So I just want to thank you all for just being an expression of that. You know, everybody that's on this call, and I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you, and I'm just so grateful for the Most High God, like you said, Yahshua HaMashiach, okay,
yes,
for the power and the resurrection and the transformation of our mind,
yes.
You know, and so I'm just so grateful. I can go on and on. I'm about to get happy up in here today, so I'm about to get off the phone before I start shouting up in here. So I just thank God for all things. I thank God for you being there. Expression of love, you know, and as they say, God is love, and I thank you for being on this planet.
Yes.
Love each and every one of you. Thank you, Lady Tycoon, you know, for just bringing this forward every single day. I know it's your mission and your ministry. I just thank you, Sister Reverend,
yes,
Burnett, being,
yes,
there, baby,
yes,
King David, you know, abundantly wealthy Stan, each and every one of you all that make this call so special every day. Thank you, and I'm going to turn it back over to someone else who wants to share. Go, 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 as we say, wahoo! May you have wellness and happiness always. Love you.
Thank you. Go, go, I was go, just going to say, please explain to visitors what that is. Wahoo! All right, thank you.
Okay, who else do we have in the queue? 1113. El Salam, you are unmuted. Okay, have you muted your phone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right. Happy Tuesday, Divine Ones. And I was invited to this meeting by a beautiful soul named Annette, Miss Annetta, excuse me, just by passing by each other at Wawa. She heard me speaking just about the divinity within, and she was just intrigued, and she invited me to this beautiful call. My name is Whitney, and I am soon to be an ordained divine science practitioner. So just to hear this message today is just so fulfilling, and it's just confirmation of all of us walking in our light and our power. And that's what I do. I am from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I just, you know, any moment I get, I try to remind people of their divinity within, and activating the love that they have within. Everything that we are seeking outside is really within us. And just to hear this today was just thank you. Thank you for your message, and thank you for this opportunity. I feel like I found a tribe that speaks my language, and I'm just so grateful. So thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you. I can feel the reverberation of your own light and your own love. Thank you for being present on the planet and being the light. I honor you.
Thank you. Thank you. And likewise, you guys keep walking in your light, and I'll definitely be tuning in more often than not.
Yes, please do. And as I mentioned, we've been here 5 days a week, including holidays, for almost 15 years now. So please do join us again. The first time you're here as a guest, but after that, your family. And we definitely thank and honor Anetta for inviting you. And please do the same. Invite some of your tribe to join us here as well. And we'll have to get your number and speak to you. It sounds like you have a message to share also.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Those vibrations, you know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, who do we have up next in the queue? All the way from Dallas, Fort Worth. It's the word master, the wordsmith, the word nerd. Marvelous Marina. You are unmuted. Go, go, go.
Okay. Grand Rising, Billionaire Mastermind, Foreign Family, on this touching, thinking, tame, thankful, treasured, triumphant Turning Point Tuesday. Queen Janine, I just love, love, love your presentation today. It was so awesome. It allowed me to have my own testimony. When I think about the resurrection power, it doesn't mean that, you there, okay?
Yes.
What it means is it's something that's in us right now,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's not just something that's given in heaven. It's in us right now. We have the power to activate anything that we want in our life. First, we have to believe it. Being born again, it causes us to automatically receive that power that was given to us by Jesus. Next thing, we have to speak it. We speak it through our faith-filled words. As found in Romans 8:11, it says, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will make alive your mortal flesh. So this means that every time you speak the word, name of Jesus, like you said earlier, we can plead the blood of Jesus over any situation we have in our lives. Then we have to act on it. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is found in Romans 8:11. It gives us the same power to defeat Satan. We need to learn to apply the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus, God's power, to every single situation in our lives. It's a constant reminder of me because Satan is fighting me right now financially. So whenever you have the word of Jesus, whenever you're dealing with lack or financial situations, you can apply that same power in any given situation. It reminds me of that. And also the word reminds me that in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, God has not given me a spirit of fear and timidity. I have a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. This once again is a reminder for me to surrender all to him and to let go and let God, and allows me to fulfill that purpose that he has placed in me since the beginning of time. It's found in Romans 8:28 that says that all things that work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his will and his purpose. I want to thank you again for this presentation. It was like a sermon to me. It was a testimony to me. It spoke lots of volume to me as far as spiritually, and I feel very complete and thankful for allowing me to share my thoughts and ideas today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Queen Janine.
I was going to say, it's always a pleasure to hear her voice. That's awesome.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Who do we have up next? We have up next the Master Manifestor all the way from Brooklyn, New Jersey.
Grand Rising, clean to me. I had to manifest you. Yes, your testimony, your prayer, your sermon, your words, your message, your vibrations, your feelings, your sentiments, your love comes through the line, comes through the air, the ether. We get it. Yeah, hallelujah. They called me last week to say my niece, who's in her 50s, was airlifted to a hospital for a kidney failure. And they put her on 24/7 dialysis. And then they told her brother, you know, they wouldn't tell her anything at first. They told her brother she may not make it. That's why we had to airlift her out to get superior help from a bigger hospital. We said, what? This just happened? But you gave me the prayer. And I have learned to submit, and I have learned to say, tell me, I will trust and obey and follow. And thank you. That's why I asked for you, and you manifested. Hallelujah. I knew there was a way. Show me the way. That's why I pray and meditate and pray, because God has always got the answer. I don't know what we'd be thinking about. We got it going on. But ain't all that in the bag of apples. God is all that in the bag of apples. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless us, everyone. Because there is a way, and a way share, and a light bearer, which you are. Praise the Lord. Back to you.
Thank you, Rich to be Flowers. Yeah. Thank you. I honor you. That's
yeah, go it in or go it out. Thank you. I honor you. I love you. Go it in or go it out. Say only what I want today. Meditate and pray. I'm one with the source always and always, and I will have as long dimensions because my alignment is assignment. My assignment is alignment. Yes, yes. Waha, waha, waha.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So who else do we have in the queue? We have all the way from the Windy City. It is billionaire Linda Tate.
Hello.
Go, go,
go. Go, go, go. There's my coach, Dr. Love. It's
hey.
Divine expression of love. I love me some you. Woo, woo, woo. I can say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This was so powerful. That's why you my coach. That's why I made you my coach. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This can be part one. You got part two, three, four, five, and six. You got part seven. I can't wait. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was so great and fantastic. And you told a story about your daughter. I'm reminded when my son got so ill, they put him in a nursing home, and how I felt like, oh, my God. I was crying out to God, to Jesus, help me, Lord. I felt like, I don't know how I felt. I felt my heart was just broken in pieces. I just couldn't take it. And I remember God giving me Galatians 2:20, that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I. But it's Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live, I live that life by faith in the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me. I live that scripture, my coach, my love coach. I live that scripture because it was just like part of me was just, it was just so devastating. And when they said he would never come out, he would be there the rest of his life, that was so heartbreaking. But I tell you, I was taught, because I'm older too, by the old school. God is a heavy load sharer, and he's a burden bearer. I called on the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. This was so powerful. Woo! You have made me. You know what you have made me.
Happy.
Expression, billionaire, and divine expression of love with your fantastic, amazing, magnificent, wonderful, loving, powerful. I just don't have enough words, but you are so great. This was great. This was powerful. This just brings tears to my eyes of joy, because the joy, Lord, is my strength. Now, you said number one is meditation. What is number two? I got number three and number four. What did you say for number two?
Number two is, first one was meditation, emotional intelligence. Let me bring up my notes.
That's what I have.
You got that?
Yeah, I got it. I got the information. I thought that's what it was, emotional intelligence. And the part that you said this, you said, I can't heal what I can't feel.
Yep.
I can't heal what is not revealed. I got it.
I'm a good student, Dr. Love.
I'm a good student. You're my teacher. I'm a good student.
Okay.
My note. But I believe in not just having it, but being, doing it, and having it. And one of the scriptures I pray every day is Psalm 139 and verse 23 and 24. Search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and move it out. Because I don't want to fool myself. I don't want me to fool me. So because of that, I'm always examining myself. I'm always doing the mirror work. I'm always repenting and crying out to God to forgive me, show me, help me, and most of all, keep me out your way. So today, you have made me happy, happy, happy. Waha, waha, waha. Go, go, go. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much for letting the Lord use you. That's why I'm with you, number four, because you're spiritual and you right-minded. That's why I'm with you. That's why you my coach. You my coach. You my coach. Dr. Love. Love you. Thanks.
Yes, yes. And you having those scriptures is what is having a prayer strategy for your life. It's so important to have a prayer strategy. I love it. Thank you.
Okay. Who else do we have in the queue? We have Magnificent Madeline. Magnificent Mellow Madeline. You are unmuted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, family. It's just, God is so wonderful in so many ways.
Yes.
And many of the ways is really working through each one of us. I mean, when I think about the richness of who we are, just listening to each one of you today has been such a joy, such a blessing. And Janine, listening to you, my daughter, my mother, my sister, I just love you. I just love you. And your love is so rich, and it touched each person on this call today. Each person who's spoken, and even those who haven't, you touched each one of us. Your greatness is, it just shines through, Janine. It just shines through. Your consciousness enlivens so many people, so many people. And I just feel blessed to be on this call with you and these wonderful, amazing people, and to connect with the power and the presence of God. It's so wonderful to do that collectively. It's such a blessing to do it, period. But to do it collectively is such a gift. It teaches all of us that we are one with God. It's just so powerful. This experience is just so wonderful to be in the consciousness. And to know that our higher consciousness is the Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our higher consciousness is the Christ consciousness. It's just so wonderful. So I just want to bless each person on this call, and
Magnificent Janine, marvelous Janine,
Whoa.
Masterful Janine. I just love you. I respect you and I honor you. And God is so wonderful working through you. I'm just grateful for you, Janine, and for every person who's on this call, every person who spoke today, every person who's here every day. It's so wonderful. So, Janine, thank you for enlivening everyone today, and thank you for enlivening me today. Thank you.
Oh, Madeline, you know I love you.
I know you do, and you know I love you, girl. You know I love you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Q&A going once. Q&A going twice.
Q&A queue is cleared. Q&A session is over.
Well, thank you for everyone that spoke up this morning. Janine, any closing remarks?
I had a text question, and I'm just going to answer it on the line because she said, you didn't mention the cross, but does that mean it was symbolic or carried a different message? To me, the cross represents the burdens we carry in working to move into the Christ consciousness. When we talk about the cross is the things that we bear, the things that we carry through the journey in the darkness and coming into the light. And my last, I just want to remind us that our life is a gift from God. And what we do in our life is a gift back to God. And to activate the Christ consciousness, the higher mind self, the God mind, the God consciousness, is the work that we do to share our light. And it's so important that we share our light, because when we share other people's light, our light gets brighter. And when we light somebody else's light, it gets even brighter and brighter. So I just want to say, let your light shine and liberate yourself from your fears. And in your liberation, you give other people permission unconsciously to liberate themselves from their fears. Thank you so much. I'm complete. Oh, can I re-mention this four steps? Do you mind if I re-mention the four steps? It was five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, people are texting. And that's what, really, when people text me these different questions, that's how I just come up and say, okay, I'm just going to talk about it on the call. Because, you know, if people texting these questions, then these are the things I guess people want to hear. But here's the five steps. I want you to really know the first one is meditation. Meditation. And the second one is emotional intelligence. Cultivate emotional intelligence. Three, practice self-love. Self-love, oh my God. Four, connect more deeply with like-minded people. And then five was cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Did I go too fast? Five was cultivate gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. Connect deeply with more spiritually like-minded people. People that touch your soul so that your soul can come alive and be awakened. Three was practice self-love. And self-love is a game changer. It changes the game, I promise you. It may sound like a simple, complex, but I promise you, it lights up the switches in your mind, your body, and your soul. And you come alive when you begin to love who you are as you are. As the present, cultivate emotional intelligence. Lean into, because every emotion is important. It's the GPS system. And meditation was number one. That I'm complete.
That was definitely too fast. I missed three and four.
Oh, please. For real, are you just being, are you joking? Okay, number three.
First part of the
practice self-love. Hmm? Number three was practice.
I was going to make a joke on him.
Practice self-love.
Got it.
Yeah. Number four is connect more deeply with spiritual-minded people, people that wake your soul up, people that touch your spirit and make you come alive.
Thank you.
Did I miss something? In those five steps, is prayer after meditation or with meditation?
Okay, so these were the five steps that I gave to connect to the higher mind self, the Christ consciousness, the mind that gets us into the place of our resurrected space. And so the first one was meditation, having a daily practice ritual of meditation. Two was cultivate our emotional intelligence, because what happens when we meditate, it takes us through the waters of our mind and it gets deeper, and layers of emotions will come up. And I want you to lean into those emotions and allow those emotions to come up, because we can't heal what we can't reveal. And we only can heal what's being revealed. And we only as sick as our secrets, Ayana Vinzai says. And number three is practice self-love. Self-love is such a game changer when we love the soul essence, not just the physical presence, but the soul essence. You know, when we love the soul being. And then four was connect deeply with others, those people who light our soul, who light our spirit, who bring us alive. And then number five was cultivate an attitude of gratitude. I'm complete. Did I answer your question? Okay.
And probably a few others too. Now, when you mentioned that people are texting you questions, just want to let folks know this is a safe space and this is family. So I do understand there's times when people are unable to speak up if there's things that are happening around you. But at the same time, we just want to invite you to speak up whenever it is possible. Each person's voice and your vibration definitely makes a difference. And we just want to let you know that that we honor and appreciate you joining us and giving us time to be here with us. I see somebody's line is unmuted again. Are you trying to speak right now?
Yes. Hello, twin, my wonderful, beautiful, amazing, fantastic, phenomenal, awesome twin, as well as my people, starting with the queen herself, first Queen Janine, first Queen Billionaire Baby, Lady Tycoon, abundantly wealthy Sam, my good friend who introduced me to this call, King David, affectionately known as Spoon, where we call him. Also, my good friend, billionaire Cloud Jabari, Cloud Dancer, everybody, I'm so happy to be here. Phenomenal talk. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I know I'm definitely going to be listening to the replay. And one last thing, I just want to say that there is power. I mean, they have this song, there is wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb and in the name of Jesus. I have witnessed that firsthand. I mean, I don't even have time to go through the stories. One day, hopefully, I will be able to share it. But just saying that name alone has, I mean, you cannot even, I have to tell the story really quick. I'm going to tell the laser version. I was at a wake for my sister-in-law, and her daughter-in-law suddenly just took sick, and we were all sitting at different, it was at like a banquet hall, or actually in church, and they had it set up like a banquet hall. She began to vomit and it projectile across the table. And my brother, she was sitting at a different table from me. And my brother-in-law said, oh my God, she's sick. And I jumped up, ran over to where her table was and just started praying, just laid my hand on her and just started praying. The people in the church began to clean her up and they said, can we just take you to another room? Maybe she needs to lay down. I'm praying all of these prayers, and then something just said, you don't need to be doing all that. All you have to just say is Jesus. And I said Jesus, because she was also convulsing, like shaking, like trembling tremendously. When I said Jesus, that trembling stopped immediately. When I saw that, I whispered in her ear, and I said, when I say Jesus, did you notice what happened? And I said, can you just say it with me? That's all you have to say. Just say Jesus. I'm going to be saying it to you. My daughter was at her feet. I was at her head praying. We said that because we thought we were going to have to take her to the call the ambulance, and everybody is up for saying, you got to call emergency. You got to call the ambulance. I was like, we are doing this right now. She didn't have any more problems. And plus, my daughter is a certified herbalist. So she happened to have these herbs in her bag. We call her, she reminds me of Erica Badu with the bag lady with all this stuff. But she had happened to have herbs in her bag to help calm her stomach. And she did. She walked up out of that place. And I testified on my prayer call at church. I said, I used to just hear about that. I never experienced something like that for myself. But I am convinced that there is power, amazing power, just saying that one name. You don't have to go through a whole bunch of 17 different prayers and 49 different words. Just saying that name of Jesus is powerful. And my sister, my twin sister, I can't wait to come and see you in Chicago when it's nice and warm.
It's warm. It's going to be 80 today.
I love it. I wish I could fly today.
We'll go.
But anyway, I just want to say.
Come on over in your jet, your private jet, and we'll go to a rooftop restaurant, okay?
That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. But you did awesome as always. Thank you so much, Billionaire Mastermind family. And thank you, Queen Janine.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
So good to have you here, Billionaire is happy. And let your daughter know hello. She's overdue to come back to join us again as well. She was
and
actually supposed to come back a month after she was here. Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm going to call Karen, Mommy. I'm going to call her. I said,
I'm waiting for her. I'd love to hear from her. We got to bring her back. Thank you. And you as well.
Thank
you know
you.
We're waiting for you. We got plenty of brain talk going on. We're looking forward to when you're able to join us to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, family, time to call for the closers. We know this has been an awesome, awesome broadcast. Aslan, come on down.
I want information. Is there a number or contact for Janine? I've got it to love.
Janine?
I have your number. I'll call you because I actually left you a message before. You know, I'll call you again. That was Rich to Be Flowers, right?
That's Free to Be Rich Flowers. In case there's others that maybe it's wondering as well. So.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. I have your number. I'll call you after.
And Janine will be back tomorrow. So you guys, and we have something actually special planned for tomorrow. So just come on back. You'll catch Janine right here. And as well as her guests that are on the line, we definitely appreciate you joining us. And do come again. She is a regular speaker here. As well as we have other amazing people that you definitely would be interested in. So we look forward to having you back again. So come on down,
ma'am,
Evelyn.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. Okay. You got me?
You got
me.
Oh,
good.
You got me, too.
Yeah, well, I have to say, my fingers didn't move fast enough to get in the queue. So I'm sorry, but I apologize, but I have to say what I have to say.
Hallelujah.
And you know we want to
hear. Reverend Queen Billionaire Janine, expression of love. Ooh, now somebody said their tears weren't coming down. My tears came down. I mean, see, when the Holy Spirit comes on me like that, I can't control those tears. They just come. Hallelujah. I thought about the scripture when you told your story. I thought about, you know, when we give up, when Jesus was on that cross,
yes,
and he said that forgive them for they know not what to do, he cried out in the end with a loud voice, and he commended his spirit to the Father. He gave up the ghost. You gave up the ghost, and you commended your thing to the Lord. And hey, he delivered you. And all I have to say about that is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. I just want to say thank you. I thank God for you, and I love you, and I know that God loves you too.
Hallelujah. Girl, you know I love my hallelujah sister.
Woo! Oh, and I have something else to say about the billionaire mastermind forum broadcast family. Ooh, we are like a